Zendaya has been referring to her new love triangle film, Challengers, as Codependency the Movie. That may not be a great advertising line, but Challengers is about three tennis players who can't seem to quit each other. And critic Bob Mondello says audiences won't want to quit them either.
This will sound like a backhanded compliment, but I'm kind of glad Challengers is a tennis movie that's not really about tennis. My dad used to watch matches on TV, and I never got it. If they'd been like Challengers, I'd have gotten it.
You think that tennis is about expressing yourself, doing your thing? But you don't know what tennis is.
What is it?
It's a relationship.
Actually, Tashi's hedging. It's sex. Challengers has conversations that feel like tennis, volleying back and forth, and the film's timeline bounces around like a tennis ball. But on the court, the action is specifically sensual, sweaty, feverish, passionate, and explosive to a fault.
You were incredible today.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't even like tennis. It was an entirely different game.
That's Art, one of two best bud tennis players who are Tashi smitten from the moment they set eyes on her in college. The other is Patrick.
I should go. My dad comes looking for me. I'll see you at school, Art.
Wait, are you on Facebook?
What?
He's asking for your number. And so am I.
You both want my number?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not a homewrecker.
We don't live together.
It's an open relationship.
Also, Patrick has a girlfriend.
I do not. Hey, come hang out with us later.
Good night.
We have beer.
Okay.
It was a long shot, and they assume it's failed. But a bit later, they're suddenly doing frantic room cleaning.
Hi.
Hey.
And then making small talk that turns to more revealing talk.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl?
Not as often as you think.
We usually have different types.
So you're saying I should be flattered?
Aren't you everybody's type?
And at some point, Tashi realizes she's wielding the power here, so she sits on the bed and says...
Come here.
Which one of us?
And when both of them leap to her side, she starts a three-way makeout session that leaves the guys seriously confused and overstimulated. And knowing that Tashi will only give her number to whoever wins their match the next day, ground rules set for all the competitions that follow over the next 13 years...
You can beat him.
And there's lots.
What if I don't? How are you going to look at me if I still can't beat Patrick Zweig?
Just like this.
The film bounces these three from collegiate innocence to midlife meltdown and back again, with Zendaya's sexy, insinuating Tashi ever the puppet master.
I'm taking such good care of my little white boys.
West Side Story's Mike Face plays a backcourt game as Art, always strategizing.
This is a game about winning the points that matter.
The Crown's Josh O'Connor makes Patrick a randy, full of himself bad boy.
It's nice to see you lit up about something, even if it's my girlfriend.
And director Luca Guadagnino choreographs both their athletic and their off-court contest to a throbbing Trent Reznor Atticus Ross score that seems hell-bent on doing for tennis pros what Top Gun did for fighter pilots. Which brings us back to sex, because these three tennis-besotted kids are passionate about each other and about competition, and they express that passion on clay courts with carnal grunts of exertion and climactic groans of pleasure.
Hey, I love you.
Whereas off court?
I know.
At one point during actual lovemaking, Tashi is asked whether her erotic chatter is about her partner's performance in bed or on the court. And it's no surprise at all when she says, "We're always talking about tennis." For her, anything less than erotically charged, endorphin-releasing, life-altering tennis just isn't worth the effort. And that's no less true for filmmaker Guadagnino and Challengers. I'm Bob Mondello.